Manamon is loading. Please wait. Load complete.
File menu. Play attack sound effects. Currently on. File menu. View your party. Leonatar. Leonatar is level 42. Leonatar has 119 out of 119 health. Leonatar. Leonatar is level 42. Symphonid is level 42. Bamboustica is level 36.
Bamboustica.
Melandon. Melandon. Collivert. 97,200 in items. Status. Herb. 6. Revive. Scorch. Strong herb. 14. Revive. Mass. Full. Antidote. Total. You. Total. Cure. 2. Select you, your party. Leonatar. Leon. Symphon. Bamboustica. Leonatar. Leonatar has gravity magnet equipped. Leonatar has inventory. It's a nice sight to look at from the benches. Madam Bove Eels. Table for one, a young waitress, slightly older than myself, asked. Oh, I'm not here to eat, I said. I'm looking for Ashkenites. What? She asked, doing a double take. It seems like there are always Ashkenites hanging around all the Madambovia restaurants, that's all, I said, surprised at her reaction. I see, she said. No, I've certainly not seen any. Where did you last see them? She asked curiously. Hum, I said. I guess it was at the Madambovia's in Brightonburg, I replied. Ah, she said. She looked a little worried. What's wrong? I asked. Nothing, sorry, she said blushing. My apologies. If you give me your number, I'll let you know if they show up here. All right, I said. My name's Skiriel. Nice to meet you, Skiriel, she replied. There is a rather beat-up looking flower centerpiece on this table. The table is covered by an elaborate, expensive looking tablecloth. The table is covered. Skiriel found an antidote lying on the table. Skiriel stored the antidote in the status pocket. The table is covered by an elaborate. The table is covered. A baby is sleeping in a high chair. There is a rather beat-up looking flower centerpiece on this table. Orange juice seems rather repulsive. The table is leaning to the left. It is a bland, uninteresting table. The table is covered. The table is... There are a lot of squiggles and random marks on the back of the paper menu. The table is covered. The table is leaning to the left. Skiriel found 1,200 gold on the table. My, somebody's a serious tipper. I'm sure, however they are, they don't need that much gold. The table is covered by an elaborate. The table is covered. It is a bland. Skiriel found Madame Bovio's meat pie on the table. Skiriel stored the Madame Bovio's meat pie in the status pocket. It is a bland, There are a lot of squiggles and random. There is a rag on the table. Perhaps a waiter was called away while wiping it down. It is a bland. There is a rag on the table. A glass of water with a. There is a rag on the table. Perhaps a. It is a bland. $98,449 gold. Zuli City. So hot. This bench is in direct sunlight. Get your vitamin D and second degree burns here. The bench even burns to sit on. The bench is conveniently placed in the shade. What's going on? That door is standing alone, without walls surrounding it. Challenger, a man said. You seem perplexed. I'll explain then. The walls are invisible. You'll have to find your way through this area with no cues as to where the walls are. Good luck. Zuli City. Local marketplace. Zuli City. Skiriel found a Yignit. Skiriel stored the Yignit in the item's pocket. Status, cat EXP, life tonic, treasure, meganet, equip, cat, slingshot, blaster, slingshot, dark shroud, root point, dark, vapor, hard shell, vapor, dark blade, equip, dark shroud, slingshot, yes, slingshot, root point, vapor, go, hard, is there anything else, 114,000, mega, yigan, herb, straw, might, total, des, total, pound, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2,500 gold, 6, is there anything else I can help you, Zulis, Zuli Stadium. Select view your party. Select an option. Party. And mix. Supernaturally strong. That's what my opponent's testimonies always are. Ghost Hunter Mag, Maggie sent out an apparition. Go. Leonatar. Leonatar has 76,132. Leonatar. Leonatar has 75,900. Choose him. Earthquake. Leonatar has dealt 86. Foe apparition has 4% in the equipment. Other items. State you pure medic total cure 8. So foe. And state. Leo. And super neck. Choose a move. In items, status, stronger herb, metal and total you total. The apparition has dealt 24. So choose a move. Quake. Leonatar has dealt 50 damage to Leonatar gained 839. Ghost Hunter Maggie is about to summon apparition. Select them. Leonatar has 76,760. Leonatar. Leonatar has 76,100. Choose an earth. Oh. The apparition has dealt 20 damage. UFO apparition has 16. Choose a move. Earthquake, Earth, physical. Leonatar has dealt 81 damage. Leonatar gained 839. Ghost Hunter Maggie is about to summon apparition. Choose a Earth. Leonatar. Leonatar has dealt 75. Leonatar gained 864. Ghost Hunter Maggie defeated. Okay, so I'm not so great as people say I am, big deal. Well, okay, nobody really ever said that except one person. Fine, not even one person has ever said that. Tell me, does that make you feel good? Do you feel good about yourself right now? Obtain 336 gold. Invent status. Total cube. Leonid. Select. Status. Select an. Invent. Select an. Leap symphonic. I am in my element when concealed in the pitch black of a moonless midnight. Detective Dennis. Dennis sent out a wildfire. Go. Funk Wolfsire has dealt 29. Select an action for Symphonid. Attack. Choose a call to arms. Sap. Pest Pincer. Insect. Funk Wolfsire has dealt 5 damage. For Wolfsire's strength was increased by 1. Choose Symphonid has dealt 96 damage. Symphonid gained 713. Detective Dennis is about to summon Skimu. Do you want to substitute your man on one? Yeah. Foskimu has dealt 26. Symphonid has dealt 78. Symphonid has 44 out of. Foskimu has 32. Sold. Symphonid has dealt 81 damage to Symphonid gained 917. Detective Dennis defeated. The light. It's blinding. Obtained 190 gold. In status, stronger. Symphonic swallowed the strong herb, healing 70 health. Status, strong herb. Symphonic swallowed the herb, healing 20 health. Status, select an. Oh, don't have such a biased attitude. Just because I'm a thief doesn't mean I'm going to steal from you. Thief Amy, Amy sent out his iron net. View Leo Bambaust View your select and mess. Go. Bambaustica has dealt 90 death. Fuck the attack myth. Select sing. Choose power leaf plant. Bambaustica has dealt 90 damage to foe. Bambaustica gained 713. Thief Amy defeated. What was the password to your security system again? Oh, silly me, that's right. You're a traveling tamer with no address. Homeless, homeless. Obtained 92 gold. Symphonic. Yeah man, this is community service. I've got to help out at the stadium to lower my prison sentence. Yeah. Oh, Dwayne. Dwayne. Go. Yeah! Fuck. Symphonic has dealt 105 damage. Symphonic gained 713. Symphonic has increased to level 43. Health has increased by 3. Oh, Dwayne is about to summon Niamenja. Symphonid has 119 out of 137 health. Choose call to Sonic Combat Feedback Pest Pincer. Symphonid has dealt 132 damage. Symphonid gained 869. Thug Dwayne defeated. It's hard to get stronger in prison, kid. Obtained 193 gold. Select an option. Party. Come forward, challenger, Adrix said. You have made it through my stadium. This will be the fourth stadium on your journey. I have no idea whether you have struggled through your stadium battles or if you have easily knocked each leader to the ground. I can assure you, though, you will not struggle to defeat me, because it will be apparent from the first turn that my victory is assured. Oh yeah, I asked. He made a motion like he was swatting a fly. The banter shall end now. The battle shall begin. Stadium leader Adrix has challenged you to a battle. Adrix sent out a siren net. Skiriel, huh, it's from Marcilla. I better answer it. Hello, I answered. Hello, Skiriel. I hope now's not a bad time, Marcilla's frightened voice said. There, I fumbled, not sure how to react. It's Sangora, she said panicked. I can find her. I'm terribly sorry, I said to the stadium leader. I'm dreadfully sorry, but that call is urgent. I'm going to have to, gulp, forfeit. And so, faced with a real test of my resolve, I prematurely ended the stadium battle. It was a hard decision, but one that, I felt in retrospect, should not have been so difficult. Stadium keys last only as long as you remain in the stadium challenge, but friends are forever. Shadow Canyon, Brightonburg West. Brightonburg. Skiriel, thanks for showing up, Marcilla said, hugging me so tightly I was worried she would break something. Sangor's health is getting worse. I could tell last night, and this morning it was pretty obvious. Worse? I queried. I was under the impression she was only dealing with a concussion, I lied. Never mind that, Skiriel, I was in the shower, and when I got out I couldn't find her, a panic Marcilla wept. I ran out of the house and looked all over for her, but she was nowhere in sight. I shouldn't have taken a shower, oh god, I shouldn't have taken a shower. But standing here talking is no use, we've got to go find her. I'll take the north and east areas of Brightonburg, you search the south and west areas, okay? Sure, Marcilla, you can count on me, I said. Marcilla. Brighton. Male, I'll give you 350 gold per creature. Female, Agmon, you can do better than that. How about 700? Male, are you out of your mind? I'll give you 4. Female, no deal. I'll accept nothing less than 6. Male, 5, that's my final offer, take it or leave it. Female, fine, you've got a deal. That's 2,500 gold for 5 men on one. I was inching nearer and nearer whilst they were discussing their deal. Presently, I was near enough to see that the woman was Sangora. The male looked vaguely familiar, but I wasn't certain I had ever spoken to him before. He had stringy wet blonde hair that flopped messily across his head as if it was a nest of senti rather than human hair. He handed her a large stack of gold, which she pocketed. She gave him 5 monanets. Thank you, this looks just about right, he said happily. Sangor teetered and fell into the man's stomach. He jerked back, revolted as if he had just been touched by a diseased snail. He prodded Sangor with his toe, and seeing her make no move in response, he bent down to retrieve his gold. Hey, what on earth are you doing? I shouted, and he whirled around. Oh crap, come on, the guy said. Oh, hang on, I know you, he said grumpily. Do you? I asked, surprised. Yeah, he grunted. You stalked a few of my buddies in Conduin City. They were raiding the art museum. Yeah, they were pulling off an operation for EHM, well that's none of your business actually. Then what the heck are you doing here now? I asked furiously. I was buying Manamon, what did it look like, making out? He leered. Certainly not, I said angrily. I was about to say that's illegal, but I realized quickly that of course this idiot knew that. Why didn't you try and help her? I asked ferociously. I thought the dumb kid done died on the spot, he said, seeming quite genuine. She's still breathing, I said. But if you had left her here with nobody around, you can bet that she would be. And then you'd be a murderer, what did you think of that? Easy, easy man, he said coolly. Easy, I gasped, astonished. You, Santorin. He seemed bewildered, as if he wasn't sure how to take this latest insult. You wanna fight me? He asked sneering. You need to put your meds where your mouth is. Myrcilla, I said urgently as she dismounted the caliber she was flying on. I found Sangora, she's right here, but I think she needs medical help. Myrcilla quickly jumped to Sangora's side and started examining her. The Mizar took this opportunity to slink away, taking the nets but not the gold. She's fine, thank God, Myrcilla said sighing. Fine, I asked. Not dead, she clarified sheepishly. There was an awkward pause. Come on, let's go back to my place, Myrcilla said gently, gingerly lifting Sangora. Guest room. Sorry, Skiriel, could you pass me the painkillers? They're right there on the table, Myrcilla requested. I found them and gave them to her. After a moment, the very sick Sangor fluttered her eyelids open. Skiriel, she said. Where do you come from? I found you out in the southern section of Brightonburg, I said. I could tell she was dying to ask if I knew what she had done. I know what you were doing, I said solemnly. She slumped against a pillow. What's really going on, Sangora? I asked. I want to help you, but I can't help you until I know how. You've not got a concussion. Or maybe you do, from falling, but you've got more than just a concussion, don't you? It wasn't a question, it was a statement, and she took it as such. It's a long story, she said, eventually. I've got time, I said. Why would you sell your man on one? Your bond with them was so strong during our fight. When I was 15, I met a man, a boy really, only 16 himself, she began. His name was Norman. After we had been together for a year, planning our lives together when we were old enough to marry, he told me he was planning to leave on his Manamon journey. I couldn't go with him, of course, we both knew that. So I begged him to just stay here. He didn't need a trophy. But he convinced me after a while. I told him that distance could not weaken a relationship. No matter how long it took him to complete his journey, I would wait for him. I would be faithful, and I would be just as he left me. I couldn't do it though, Skiriel, I was young and stupid. A few months before my 17th birthday, I met a man a little older than me. I didn't remain faithful to Norman that day. He neglected to tell me that he was very sick. I gasped. That's how I ended up this way. I went to the doctor and found out I was pregnant, but I also found out that the man had given me his illness. I seemed to be especially vulnerable to the virus, at least that's what the doctor said. It strengthened over time. And that's what I'm dealing with now. Norman heard about this, well about the pregnancy anyway, and stopped his journey to come home and see me. He had 5 stadium keys. He shouted, I apologized and defended myself, and he left in a huff. He knew I was having someone else's kid, but he didn't know about my other problem. Now I can't help but feel that this illness is my justified punishment for my disloyalty. I'm dying, Skiriel. Norman stopped his journey for a long time. He moved out of Kyre for a few years. He resumed his journey through the Kyre stadiums earlier this year and collected his final 2 keys. I've not spoken to him since our argument, as much as I long to. I wish I could have forgiveness I do not deserve. Anyway, someone told me that he got his 7th stadium key, which is how I learned he was back in the country. Skiriel, he's preparing to battle the Manamon Master. I was saving up money so that I could watch their final match tomorrow. I was still significantly short on gold, so I had to sell my best friends. I want to cheer him on, I want to show my support. And maybe, just maybe get forgiveness before I die. That's why I wanted to battle you, Skiriel. I knew that would be the last fight I ever had with them, my companions. You're too weak, Sangora, I said. There's no way you'd be able to make it to the Master's Stadium. I don't care, she said, sobbing. Listen, Sangora, I'll go to the Master's Stadium, I said hurriedly. I'll explain everything, and I'll get them to move the battle here, in Brightonburg. You do that for me? She asked disbelievingly. Yes, I said. Sangor's story touched me in a way which is difficult to explain. The young, weak female form, which I knew couldn't remain animated for much longer. I thought I would cry on the spot, but I composed myself, for Sangor's sake. All right, I'll be back as soon as I can, I said. Myrcella turned to me. You don't have 7 stadium keys, do you? She asked. Not yet, I said. HMMMMM, she said. Then you'll have to travel to the Master Stadium as a spectator, she explained. You'll need to take a plane from Makemo City to the Master Stadium. Thanks, I said. I'll see you as soon as I get back. Breitenberg Pocket, where would you like to? Suli City, Makemo City. Leonatar, Leonatar has 77,630 Leonatar has 76,009 Select an option. Receptionist, hello. How can I help you? I'd like to fly to the Master Stadium. Terrific. There's no airport there. I assume you're okay with skydiving? Yes. Great. Let's see, you are on a stadium challenge, so you'll get our special discount. That'll be 900 gold. Alright, here's the gold. I don't have 900 gold. Man, sorry, did I hear you say you don't have enough money for your flight? I really like to pit my Manamon up against strong stadium challengers. How about you have a fight with me and I'll give you the money you need to make your flight. Gentleman Mark has challenge. Mark sent out a Renatio. Go. Choose a move. Earthquake, Earth. Renatio has dealt 24. For Renatio has 43. So choose a move. Leonatar has dealt 80 damage to 4. Leonatar gain 1051 experience for. Gentleman Mark is about to summon Sand Surgeon. So let me. Choose a. Leonatar has dealt 135. Leonatar gain 1051 experience. Gentleman Mark defeated. You stadium challengers never let me down. Obtain 900 gold. Receptionist, that will do nicely. You can come on through. Master Stadium. Select and save game. Excuse me? I asked. The woman replied. Challenger or spectator? Neither. Spectator I guess, I said. I was actually hoping I could speak to the stadium master, it's urgent. Master Ruben has already left for this evening, she replied, looking a bit perplexed. If it really is urgent, go ahead and lay down for the night and you can speak to him first thing in the morning. Select an all men Amon have been com. You slept rather late, one of the workers said. I said sleepily. The battle's about to start, the woman explained. Between Norman and Ruben, I asked, adrenaline pumping through my drowsy body. Oh no. I ran through the stadium as fast as I could, trying to reach the battlefield as quickly as possible. Norman, can't we wait just a few more minutes? I know she's going to show up. Ruben, I've waited as long as possible. You're not the only challenger. Norman, maybe I was a fool to expect her to show up. We haven't spoken in so many years. But I thought she would have the decency to show up for this momentous occasion. Ruben, sorry Norman. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to. Wait, I said, bursting into the arena. What the hell, both battlers said in unison. Norman, puff puff, I gasped. Sangora is puff puff. What about Sangora, Norman said quickly. She wants to be here so badly puff puff, I puffed. Norman, she's dying. Dying, he gasped. What happened? She didn't tell you, I asked incredulously. Tell me what, he asked rather flustered. She's very sick, Norman, I said. She wants to cheer you on for your final royal. Ruben, please, won't you move the battle to Breitenberg, please? Move the battle, Ruben asked astonished. Please, Ruben, Norman butted in. It's not a normal thing, Ruben said slowly. Please, I begged, losing all sense of dignity in front of this large crowd. All right, he said eventually. Is this the place? Ruben asked. Yup, I said, glowing with pride of pulling off the switch of location. A crowd is beginning to gather. Norman. Sangora, Norman said as the woman in question exited Marcella's house. I had never noticed just how weak she really did look. She was thin, anorexic looking. She looked clammy, and her eyes were bloodshot. What's wrong with you, Sangora? Norman asked. She just shook her head. I'll talk to you after the battle, she whispered. No, Sangora, you owe me, Norman said. She stopped for a moment and then started to talk. You remember my ordeal with Nelson, don't you? Yes, he said bitterly. Nelson didn't tell me that he was sick, if you know what I mean. No, Norman said, gasping. Sangora. I contracted the disease. I found out when I went to the doctor about the pain, you know, the miscarriage. But we spoke after the miscarriage, Norman wailed. I didn't want to talk about it to anyone, Sangora said. Oh, Sangora, Norman wept. I'm so sorry that it happened, Norman, please forgive me, Sangora begged. Hush, it's about to start, Reuben said. He had not been paying attention to the conversation. I'll talk to you after the match, Norman said. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Master Reuben said in a booming voice. For real this time, prepare to witness today's epic man-on-man battle between longtime Master Reuben and longtime Tamer Norman. Man-on-man Master Reuben has challenged you to a battle. Reuben sent out a Golovith. Full Golovith is level 100. Go, Colivert. Select an action for Colivert. Colivert is air top. Colivert is level 100. Colivert has 246 out. Choose a suicide dive, jump blitz, fury power, intimidating stare, cyclone, dragon, suicide dive. Colivert has dealt 230 damage. Colivert suffered 76. Full Golovith has dealt 161. Select an act. Colivert has 9 out of 204. Full Golovith has 28. Jump blitz, fury power. Colivert has dealt 124 damage. Colivert's defense and magic defense with it. Full Golovith, man-on-man Master Reuben is about to summon cavalry. So, Thornita. Error, Thornita. Error, what do you? Overview. New dress. Dragon, no energy. Power Fang, Hammerhead, Slash, Lightning Bolt. Moving overview for Error, General. What do you want? Select. Select the Colivert, what do you? Over. Deep moves. Ability, Puff, Love and War. If attacking a man-on-man of the opposite gender, the attack will do a bit less damage. Moving overview for Colivert. What do you want to do with Colivert? Select. Cancel. Overview. Select the man-on-man. Dagetal. Cat Thornita. Let go. Focab. Shoot. Nature death. The user causes roots to appear under the enemy. In a flurry of vines, leaves and branches, the user rapidly attacks the foe as they fall to the ground. Thornita has dealt 309 damage to Focab away. Man-on-man Master Reuben is about to summon Bombastica. Select Dagetal. Go. Fog Bamb, the attack. Select Toxic Spray. Choose a move. Sturdy Iron Tackle. Sturdy Stone. Stone. Pest Pincer. Sturdy Stone. The user hardens its body to protect itself. Until the user's next turn, they cannot be killed by most enemy attacks. Pest Pincer. Dagetal has dealt 104. Select an action for Dagetal. Toxic Spray. Select an action for Dagetal. Attack. Dagetal does not have any state. Choose a move. Pest Pincer. Dagetal. Dagetal has dealt 180 damage. Oh, man, Master Reuben is about to summon Shadidina. For Shadidina, use Bellow. Choose Knockout Vent. White lands. Dagetal has dealt 249. For Shadidina, use Decibel Rush. Foshadipina has dealt 74. Select an act. Dagetal has 192 out of 266. Foshadipina has 10%. Choose a move. White lands. Dagetal has dealt 225 damage. Man-on-man Master Reuben is about to summon Javotrix. Back Melandon. Put it over. Move ability. Malek. Desert Spirit. Viewing overview for Melandon. General. What do you want to do with? Select. Go. Full Javoltric has dealt 59 damage to Melandon. Full Javoltric suffered 14 damage from the backlash. Select an action. Choose Geocomp. Sands. Flurry. Contained Quake. Geocomp. Contained Quake. Earth. Physical. Effect points 140. UP remaining 5. Sandstorm. Land power. Earth. Contained Quake. Melandon has dealt 345 damage to Full Javoltric. Melandon's strength was decreased by 2. Full Javoltric. Man on Man Master Reuben is about to summon Dragomir. Select Thornita. Error. Renatio. Go. Reuben, no doubt you think you've done well so far, but now witness my secret weapon. Dragomir, use Draco Breaker. A doctor runs out onto the field. Get a stretcher, Reuben yells. Dear God, an onlooker gasps. Hurry up, Dr. Henderson. Reuben yells. We've got to get into the hospital. It was a chaotic storm of legs, arms, bodies, shouts, accusations, press inquiries, doctors, tamers, cameras, voices. Norman, Sangor shouted. Myrcella Henderson was carrying Norman away quickly toward the hospital. Arhamagud, Sangor wailed. It's okay, Sangora, I comforted. It's okay. Norman, she sobbed. Oh, Norman. I don't know how that move went so amiss, Reuben said, stunned. I'll go to the hospital and check up on things, I offered. Would you? Reuben asked. Thanks, I'll try to keep the crowd under control here. Breitenberg. Breitenberg Hall. How is he doing, Myrcella? I asked softly. Not well, she said sadly. He's in critical condition. He'll be lucky if he lives another hour. No, I said, an angry tear falling from my eye. That isn't fair. We're doing all we can to make his last minutes comfortable, Myrcella added. You should probably go tell Sangora. Oh, all right, I said. Brighton. Sangora, I asked. He's dying, isn't he? She said softly. Yes, Sangora, Norman's dying. Please, take me to him, Sangora wept. Right. Sangora, Norman gasps in a rough, sore voice. Norman, Sangora sobs. She slumps over onto his bed. He tries to move to allow her room in the small bed. She lays her head on his chest. Norman, she said. Yes, my love, Norman replied. Please, you do forgive me, don't you, Norm? Sangora asked. Yes, Sangora, Norman said. I forgive you. I love you with all of my heart. If only we had another life to do over, to try this again. I was so angry with you, Sangora, for so long. So bitter. But I think I was truly angry with myself. Angry that I placed my journey above your happiness. That I made you disloyal. It's not your fault, Sangora wept. No, maybe not, he allowed. But I blamed myself for allowing it to happen by causing you to become lonely. Oh, Norm, she sobbed. Norm. Sangora, he said. You must die blaming yourself. You have suffered for any wrong you may have committed. I don't hate you, I love you, even more than I did when I thought we had our whole lives ahead of us. What's the saying? Distance makes the heart grow. Fonder, Sangora wept. Why are you still crying? Norman asked. Sangora began to cry harder, but there was a smile on her face. I think I'm happy, I am, Sangora said thoughtfully. For the first time since you left on your journey. Sangora moves her head up for a kiss, he smiles, and closes his eyes. Just as they are about to kiss one another, Norman flops onto his pillow, and the monitor shows that he has no vitals. Oh, Norman, she cried. Soon we will be together again. She turned to me, I tried to hide the tears trickling from my eyes. Skiriel, she said softly. Skiriel. Thank you so much for all the... She struggled for a few more seconds to formulate a coherent sentence, but could not manage this final feat. She soon drooped over the dead body of her lover, and spoke no more. She joined her parents, her grandmother. She joined Norman yet again. She joined my innocence. But, perhaps, she restored my faith in love and humanity, even if just for a moment. The joint funeral was very moving, and a huge crowd showed up. Before I knew it, she was buried and gone, and I was faced with the prospect of continuing my Manamon journey. Spiriel, Myrcella asked. Yeah, Myrcella, I asked. Would you come back to my place real quick before you head out of town? Myrcella inquired. Sangora asked me to give you something. Oh, all right, I said. Right. Myrcella. Guest room, here we are, Myrcella said. This is it. Amonanet, I asked confused. It's the Manamon she kept, the one she couldn't sell, Myrcella explained. She wanted you to have it. Spiriel received Sirenet. No. I really miss her, Myrcella said softly. We really shouldn't develop such a close bond with our patients. But I did, I couldn't help it. And now she's gone, I feel like a failure. I looked sadly at her. The truth was, I wasn't feeling much different than she was. I was wondering, if I hadn't agreed to move the battle, would Norman have lived? If the battle had been conducted in the proper arena, with the proper precautions? But that was nonsense, wasn't it? Plenty of Manamon battles happen out in the open, most Manamon battles happen in the open. Yes, but there would have been medical professionals on standby at the Master's Stadium. It is an intense battle, tamers and their Manamon can get carried away. My sad eyes met Myrcella's, and we wept silently, together in our shared grief for a young woman we really had barely known. Hello, I answered. Hello, Spiriel. I'm the waitress from Madame Vobiel's you spoke to not too long ago, remember? A young female voice asked. Yes, I think I remember you, I replied, summoning up a vague image to accompany the voice. I told you I would call you if I saw any Ashkenites around town, she said pensively. Oh, right, I said. I saw one hanging around the bench on my way to work today, just thought you should know, she said shyly. I'll be right over, I said. Huh, where would Sue? All men. Sue said. As I entered the restaurant, I saw the waitress who I had met here before. She was shaking and looked a little pale. What's up? I asked, unsure how to start this conversation. Finally, she said, her voice shaking. I could tell the rude manner of addressing me was not intended as such. That was obvious by her mannerisms. You said you saw an Ashkenite here? I asked, looking around the place. I saw Ashken, she said. Hey, listen, I said, a bit worried by the way she was acting. What's going on? She started moving her weight from her left foot to her right foot, over and over again. He's not Ashken, she blurted all of a sudden. He's not, what? I asked, bewildered. He's not Ashken, there is no Ashken, she blurted again. That's not his real name. I said, standing there with my mouth open. There was only one customer in the restaurant, and he was gaping at her. I'll explain, the waitress said, her face contorting with the effort it took her to express these thoughts. I'm not originally from Kyre. I'm from another country called Tangiria. My father is a stadium leader and a leader of the Church of Theognius named Sinuris. He was very, controlling, and when I reached the tricky age of 13, I had had enough. I decided that I wasn't going to put up with it, and I was going to take my own life. But then a Manamon tamer showed up in my hometown. He found me as I prepared to end my life. He stopped me, he saved my life. He went on to defeat my father's stadium. Later, he would go on to defeat a mythic Manamon known as Erodium and stop an evil schemer named Octorus from taking over the world. He's quite famous now. As if that wasn't enough fame, he became that country's Manamon master. He came back to me as I sat alone on Sandcott Beach, and he told me that I was free. You see, I'm very nearsighted, and my hearing could be a lot better than it is. My parents had used this as a way to keep me from going on my own Manamon journey. But this Manamon tamer, now the Manamon master, had enough influence that he was able to convince the appropriate authorities that these were not legitimate concerns. I didn't want to travel around Tangiria though, I wanted to travel around the new country. So I picked Kyre. He was amazing. He saw me off on the ship leading to Kyre. I had a lot of adventures. My Manamon journey started and ended several years ago. I didn't want to head home, so I decide to emigrate here, to Kyr. And that's where we are. Not too long ago, I started hearing about this Ashkin fellow who said he could make it rain. I was amazed at these rumors, I thought they couldn't be true. But I recognized Ashkin. Ashkin is Sinras, my father. Oh sure, he's changed his look quite a bit, but I'd recognize his voice anywhere. Skiriel, she asked with a quavering voice. He's looking for me. I'm so scared. I've not spoken to him in 3 years, Skiriel, and I don't know what to do. But, why are you telling me this, I asked. Because you fought the Ashkenites, you fought Ashkin, she said hopefully. I've heard about you, a lot of people have heard of you. And you remind me of him, the Manamon master who changed my life. I looked at her, not sure what I should say or do. The door flew open, revealing two people I had not expected to see together. The first man was Ashkin, determined looking and a bit out of breath. Right behind him was Oma, I asked. Stop that man, Ashkin said, gesturing wildly at Oma. Oma stood right behind Ashkin, calmly surveying the scene. Ashkin took notice of the young girl for the first time. Rina, my baby girl, he said, a tear running down his cheek. What is going on, I asked, feeling that being kept in the dark was some kind of new norm for me. This magician is a big joke, a scam artist, Oma said, glaring at Ashkin. And, I asked, annoyed with Oma for pointing out the obvious. How does he do it then? It is simple, he replied. The ring. I still don't know how I missed it before, but he is right, Ashkin is wearing it on his finger. The Omelis ruby is in his ring. My ring? Ashkin asked, bewildered. The ring, Oma enunciated. The young girl named Rina, still glittering, sunk down into a chair. Ashkin held his right hand in front of his face, gazing fixedly at the ring he had worn since he was a little boy. His daddy's ring. His dad's only gift to him. Oma stood in the doorway patiently. I looked from one face, to another. The customer who had been eating before had disappeared sometime during the commotion. Give it to me, Oma said. The ring, Ashkin mumbled. Not Ziadnias, it was just the ring. Just the ring. Hand it over, Oma said dangerously. He reached out a hand, but Ashkin didn't notice. Oma gripped the ring between his middle finger and thumb, taking care not to brush Eshkin's skin. With one quick flick of the wrist, the ring came off of Eshkin's finger and fell into Oma's palm. Oma did not put it on his finger, but instead dropped it into his pocket. I'm invincible now, you know, he said. He grinned. The Omelis ruby was all I needed. When Byron saw that Ashkin had the ruby on the Salfoa Peninsula, I looked back at footage of Eshkin's magic tricks, and sure enough, the Omelis ruby adorned his pointer finger. Byron? I asked. Byron's been working for me, Omis. I've been looking for the Omelis ruby for a long time now. Byron found it. He thought it was in the Conduan Art Museum, as if. He's a good kid though. He found it in the end. Those thieves I hired to break into the art museum were pathetic. They probably wouldn't have found the ruby even if it had been there. But you helped me defeat those thugs, I gasped. Not before I was sure they would find nothing there, Oma grimaced. It also would cast doubt on them if they ever decided to, tell the authorities who put them up to the little heist. I didn't believe my senses, but it all made sense. Byron had acted strange at the Madame Bovial's restaurant on Salfoa. Oh, and hadn't he been standing guard in front of the art museum right before the smoke bomb went off? I thought I was special, Ashkin mumbled, staring blankly at the place where the ring had been. I thought Ziadnias had anointed me his earthly hero. Nobody cares about your story, you hypocritical nincompoop, Oma grinned at his own wit. Ashkin stared at Rina. His eyes filled with tears. Rina shuffled her feet. Too much is going on, she whispered. Ashkin passed out. Foolish man, Oma glowered. I don't need any of you anymore, he said, looking at me. You fought well during our past battles. Watching you is like watching a masterpiece come to life. I know you won't make this easy on me. You could join me, you know. I don't even know what you are doing, I exclaimed. I can't join something I don't even know about. But I know enough to be certain I want nothing to do with it. You are working with criminals. For the good of art, Oma said. Sure, art, I glowered. Rina, you'll be fine, won't you? I asked. I don't know, she said shakily. I need to chase Oma down. Go Skiriel, I'll be fine, she said, looking at her father's unconscious form. I'll call the paramedics. Suli City. Oh no. I just missed him. If only I had been a few seconds faster. I need to think of something to do. Doesn't he live in Conduan City? Maybe I can find some useful information at his house. Pocket, where would Suli's Makemo City? Bamboustica. Leonid Lee Symphonic Sucks. Bamboust Sucks. Select in Max. Game State. Select in Item States. Skip Reap Map Full Antid Total. You Total Cure. 6. I could not, when you left me, understand why you would make such an abrupt exodus. Is not the stadium battle the highest priority for all tamers? No, perhaps not. I don't know all the details, but we all know you had something to do with the Ruben fiasco. You do realize he intends to resign after that incident? Why did you move the Master Stadium battle? Anyway, how would you like to respond for Sangora? Sangora, he asked. Norman's girlfriend, I said quietly. He didn't know she was sick and. Oh, she wanted to come so badly and. She didn't deserve. I'll make mistakes. I was saying words, just words, not stringing them together well at all as tears ventured from my eyes, down the pathway of my cheeks, and crashed down onto my shoulders. He looked at me worriedly and cleared his throat. I'm sorry, he grunted finally. I didn't realize that it would have affected you quite so strongly. I should've. It's obvious. It was traumatic for all of us, and you were. Let's just move on. You, the challenger, Skirio forfeited our last match, and I hereby accept your request for a rechallenge. Go. Select choose a stick pedal. Bombastica has dealt 81 death. Faux Sirenet has dealt 40. Faux Sirenet has 30. So. Bombastica has dealt 84 damage to Faux. Bombastica gained 732. Stadium leader Atric is about to summon Naya Ninja. Do you select leave Simfa? Go. Yeah! Faux Naya Ninja has dealt 14 damage. Symphonic has dealt 99 damage, but Symphonic gained 1072 experience. Stadium leader Atric is about to summon Shadow Ina. Do you want to substitute your. Faux Shadow Ina has dealt 15. Symphonic's vibration ability has increased. It. Select choosing. Symphonic has dealt 69 damage to Faux, but Symphonic gained 1613 experience. Stadium leader Atric is about to summon the Ruoff Sire, so it can't call her. Quick go. Select choose a pair. Fury power. Calibert has dealt 105 with Calibert's defense and magic defense with it. Shadow. But the Ruoff Sire has dealt 90 damage. Select. Calibert has dealt 153 damage. But the Ruoff Calibert gained 1017 experience. Stadium leader Atric defeated. I did wonder if you forfeited because you were scared. I guess you really were called away on an urgent matter. Obtained 1,147 gold. It is difficult to refer to our last encounter as a forfeit since you have not even summoned your first Manamon. Your skills are far more advanced than I would have imagined based on what I perceived at one point as cowardice. As a stadium leader, I always hope my challengers gain some sort of insight or useful lesson after battling. But I think I'm the one with a life lesson to take away from this encounter. Here. I've never been more proud to offer this token. Skirio received the demon key. Skirio stored the demon key in the other item's pocket, and I hope this equipment helps you along your path. Skirio received a gambler's gauntlet. Skirio stored the gambler's gauntlet in the equipment pocket. Best of luck to you. And hey girl. Stay strong. Stay strong. Where would you like to fly to Suli? Games, select an option. Party. Suli. As a Manamon tamer, there are some places you just can't get to without certain items to help you out. I have one such item right here, a rope. If you can show me the Sulia Stadium key, I'll give it to you free of charge. So you've conquered Adric, huh? Very well, take this. Skiriel, receive the rope. Skiriel, store the rope in the other item's pocket. There are lots of interesting places you can go to now with this rope. Have fun. Select an option. Party. In Mexico. Game save.